This is a CKTZ News Update. The Village Commons is in the heart of Manson's Landing, adjacent to the largest concentration of services and retail outlets on rural Cortez Island. The commercially zoned land was gifted to the Cortez Community Economic Development Association, or CEDA, a few years ago by the former owner. Through public fundraising efforts and BC government pandemic relief grants, CEDA has raised enough money over the past 2 years to clear a portion of the land and begin development efforts. A public consultation process determined that Cortez Islanders want the land used for all ages events, including meetings, celebrations, and arts presentations. Association Board Chair Colin Funk says after completing a site map and creating some open space and erecting a shelter, the Village Commons is now available for bookings via a local community website known as the Tideline.
The map of the site, the Village Commons, can be seen on the CEDA website.
How would a group apply or get access to the space for an event or for some kind of activity?
Yeah, we've been spending, since the map was created, we've had to deal with some safety issues. We're just in the process of signage. But we're also now open for groups to use that space. And what was very helpful, we have just installed this sort of beautiful white star-shaped tent. And groups have been, there've been some informal groups that are just meeting. There's also been some meetings, larger community-based meetings. I'm not privy to the details of who, when, what, but I know that there's a big diversity of groups. And we're currently working out a process on Tidelines that people can first come, first serve book. So we're looking at now, as we've finished the planning, what are ways that, you know, easy ways that community groups can book that space. And also, you know, it's new for us as well. How are we going to organize kind of the point person? And we've had individuals work as project managers and others are working group, but we're now moving from the planning into helping people utilize the space. We've got some picnic tables we've just got some funding for that have just been built, and it's a very friendly space right now, and excited to have people start to use it.
How much money was actually raised in order to get initial phase done and make it a usable space?
Yeah, I would say that, I don't know to the penny here, but I would say slightly over $100,000 over the course of 2 years. And most of that money went to Cortez individuals, either some of the excavating, the clearing, the administration, the project coordination, purchasing the tent, picnic tables. We were very fortunate with the timing in many regards with the provincial government and other entities that were funding COVID initiatives. And one of the really wonderful parallel synergies here is that, yes, we can take advantage of bringing people outside to connect, but regardless if COVID is happening or not, it enabled us to create a bit of a central park there in the Manson's area. Really positive outcome for what was a very challenging time over that two-year period. And who knows how things will move in the future, but having a space where the community can come and bump into each other, talk to each other, celebrate our community events, aspirations, pretty great outcome for what was a very challenging time the last 2 years.
Now, I understand, too, that there's, in a sense, in fairly recent months, there's been more of a collaborative approach, and that CEDA has been working, I think, directly with the Southern Cortez Community Association to collaborate in terms of idea generation, etc.
Land that was offered for us to steward and take care of 3-4 years ago was really with the intention of community economic development. And as we did our public process, we realized how critical that piece of property is, not just for future economic development, but also its location, how it's close to Rainbow Ridge Development, the Hall, the Co-op. Really, there's so many organizations and activities that it really warrants an important connection with all of those groups around in what way, a foci, the radio station, in what way can that property support those individuals' goals and aspirations as well. So we've always seen that property not so much as a standalone piece for economic development, which is our mandate. We really see that if we can find ways that all of those enterprises, organizations in the Manson's Village area can find a benefit to utilizing this space to enhance their programming. That's a very exciting kind of important part of our project here, because we really see it as a hub. And now that we've got that map, and one of the most important things is, you know, if you've got a blank canvas and you start talking about what should be there, it's quite a challenging process. Because we've gone through a process of 6 months, at least identifying constraints, what are some of the technical constraints, what are some of the priority ideas, now when we go and talk to all of those partners, which is the next phase of our process, we can actually really advance, because we can say, hey, these are the constraints. These are a whole bunch of ideas that the community is excited about. In what way do you fit into this, or would you like to leverage that? I see actually a different type of busyness for us around this deeper level of engagement with all of the inhabitants, residents, and also those that are leading organizations in the downtown village there.
Okay, and just a final question, Colin. At the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned that you're stepping down, or your term or your time with the Cortez Community Economic Development Agency or Association as the board chair. When does that actually take effect, that you will be retiring from that position?
We have our AGM in the fall, so I'm in that process now. And yeah, it's always a challenge, as most boards know, of succession and kind of handing things over, but we've got a really good plan and we're working through that. I'm excited to be involved in this just in a different way. In fact, I would like to be a user of the space. My dear partner Connie and I, when we came to Cortez, one of our dreams is to engage in theater. I may not be the chair of the board of CETA in the future, but you might see me doing some improv on the property or working with some the arts side of things sometimes. And I've got a real passion for theater and performing arts. And I think one of my dreams is to make sure I do some of that, or help people engage in that on this beautiful, multi-varied space of the Village Commons.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.